This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The world's biggest entertainment conglomerate is taking its sweet old time finding a new CEO. Disney is going to extend incumbent CEO Bob Iger's contract for another year till 2019 is when this one expires. It's the third extension Iger has gotten. It comes with a $5 million bonus, which is nice for Iger. But Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains now why succession can be such a tough issue for such big companies.
For Disney, the process is particularly hard. That's according to Robin Diedrich, an Edward Jones senior equity analyst following the company.
Disney is a very complicated company in the sense that there are three or four businesses that are very different. It's obviously a very high-profile company and has done extremely well.
Disney's board likes what Robert Iger has done at the company, so is in no rush to have him go. But succession planning is rough for big corporations in general. Thomas Lease is a professor emeritus at the Kellogg School.
There's a catch-22. Ideally, they would want to hire somebody internally because there's more information about such a person.
But if that doesn't work out, you have to go outside the company, which has its own set of challenges.
And you're particularly afraid that you make an offer to somebody whom you think is very good, and then their company doesn't match. In fact, they may be quite happy he was taken off their books.
And who wants a CEO no one else wants? Another factor, sitting CEOs that Jeffrey Sonnenfeld at Yale calls monarchs.
The way you can tell if you have that is not just deferred succession, but are they destroying platoons of potential successors in the pipeline?
Sonnenfeld says Disney's Iger is definitely not that type. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.